In light of the Ebola crisis in West Africa, labor leaders and elected officials are demanding that Philadelphia and its airport provide subcontracted workers better protection against infectious diseases. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports this is happening even though Philadelphia is not one of the five U.S. airports designated to receive flights from West Africa.
Anthony Reynolds cleans airplane cabins at Philadelphia International. He says he's exposed to bodily fluids every day without much protection.
As recent events have shown, we might not know if a passenger was infected. When we clean an airplane cabin, we have no masks, we have no goggles, we have no facial shields, we have no shoe covers, and we have no waterproof gowns. We're given latex gloves, but the gloves are very thin and rip easily.
City Councilman Curtis Jones, who has held hearings on Ebola preparedness, says Reynolds should not have to work that way.
This virus doesn't know hierarchy. It doesn't know the CEO from the person during the cabins in the airplane. It will attack whoever. So if you think you're protecting the hierarchy within the organization without protecting the rank and file, you're being penny wise and pound foolish.
The city, which leases gates to individual airlines, referred questions to the airport. An airport spokeswoman says it follows all CDC protocols around Ebola and that the risk is very low. PHL does not have any direct flights to West Africa. The closest airport receiving flights from Ebola-affected countries is in Newark, New Jersey. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.